You're listening to SBS News.
More than 594,000 Australians lost their jobs in April, with the unemployment rate rising to 6.2%. The coronavirus downturn has been particularly hard for young people, with youth unemployment now double the overall rate, rising from 11.5% to 13.8%. Greens leader Adam Bandt says the figures are catastrophic.
Nearly 4 in 10 young people now either doesn't have a job or doesn't have enough hours of work. If we don't act now, we risk creating a lost generation of young people who may never recover.
ABC journalist Shalila Medora asked Prime Minister Scott Morrison whether it was time to review youth unemployment programs such as Youth Jobs Path.
Is it time to review some of those youth unemployment measures, given that they haven't really worked, especially now that we're nudging 14%?
Well, I don't agree with the premise of your question. I mean, the premise of the facts of your question are just simply not right. So we had seen quite strong falls from the peaks of youth unemployment under the policies we'd put in place, including the ones you referred to. So I'm sorry, I can't share your analysis. So if I don't share it, I can hardly comment on it.
Mr. Morrison says it's a very tough day for Australia, and it shows why the JobKeeper program, which is supporting 6 million employees, is so vital. The program will be reviewed at the end of June, and Scott Morrison says that will allow for adjustments to be made. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the unemployment figure is devastating, and he's reiterated Labor's criticism of the JobKeeper scheme.
There will be a cumulative effect. Not the least of which, because when we look at the JobKeeper program, the government is still leaving people behind, particularly the most vulnerable, casual employees, people in whole sectors like the arts and entertainment sector, aren't getting the support that they need.
Victoria's coronavirus clusters at an abattoir and a McDonald's outlet continue to grow. The state's Minister for Transport Infrastructure, Jacinta Allen, says the state recorded 9 new cases.
5 have been detected due to links to known outbreaks. 2 new household contacts have been related to the McDonald restaurant at Faulkner, taking the total number of cases related to the restaurant to 8, 4 of whom are staff and 4 are household contacts. 3 new cases are in employees related to Cedar Meats processing facility, taking the total number of cases in that cluster to 90.
A staff member at a school in Sydney's west has tested positive as New South Wales detected 4 new cases. It's forced the temporary closure of Werrington Public School for deep cleaning, and students and staff who had contact with the affected staff member will be asked to self-isolate. In Western Australia, all students will be expected to attend school from Monday. Students who can't attend for health reasons will continue to be supported. But the WA Education Minister Sue Ellery says those who stay away without good reason will not receive learning packages.
Schools have done a great job supporting students to get back to school. As you've heard, more than 85% in the public sector. And while attendance has continued to trend upwards, it's still about 5% below pre-COVID attendance levels.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has dismissed a Queensland government offer to make a bid for Virgin Australia as a political stunt. But Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says her government's interest in the airline is all about keeping jobs in the state.
It is absolutely vital that we keep jobs in tourism, that we can back an airline that's based here in Queensland, and we back the workers right across regional Queensland as well. And it's all the flow-on jobs as well. It's not just the people who work in the airlines. It's the taxis that come and pick up the tourists. It's the hospitality workers.
The federal government has refused to bail out Virgin, saying it preferred to see a market-based solution. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language by going to sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.